Welcome to the Grief to Glory podcast. This is the introduction podcast to many more to come, Lord willing. You are here because you are grieving the loss of a loved one. Or maybe you're here because death has become more than just a passing thought. Or maybe death frightens you, but somehow you wound up here at this podcast. Actually, I believe God led you to this podcast to help you, to encourage you, to heal you. Whatever the reason that brought you here, let's be honest about it. Any kind of message about death bothers us, especially when we are grieving. We really try to ignore even the thought about it. We think of those who talk about death as being morbid. Well, here we are grieving the death of a loved one, and now someone wants to talk to you about death? When was the last time you talked to someone about heaven? Sometimes we'll talk about what heaven must be like, but most of the time, the subject of death is not discussed. Nowadays, death is considered an invader that cuts off from the good life we've become so very well accustomed to. We have so cluttered up our lives with things, material things, that we've become bogged down with life. It's like we're stuck in quicksand. The world has trapped us, sucked us down with this materialism and all the diversions that go with it. We can't bear the thought of leaving our comfortable homes, our lovely things, our loved ones, our next exciting event. It's as if there's this constant subliminal thought that says, to die now would be too great a loss. I need lots of time to enjoy my possessions. I'm so looking forward to that vacation. I'm starting a new job, a new career. I'm dating. I'm engaged. I'm married. I have children. I have grandchildren. I want to see them all grow up. I need more time. I have so many plans. Have you ever noticed that there is very little talk nowadays about heaven, or about leaving this old world behind? Instead, tragically, we're blasted with messages from the pulpit on how to use our faith to acquire more things. You know, that's a really stunted concept of God's eternal purposes. No wonder so many Christians are frightened by the thought of death. The truth is, we are far removed from understanding the Lord's call to forsake the world and all its messes. He calls us to come and die, to die without building memorials to ourselves, to die without worrying how we should be or will be remembered. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, the Apostle Paul tells us, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Jesus left no autobiography, no headquarters complex, no university or Bible college. He left nothing to carry on his memory other than the bread and the wine. Just before Jesus was betrayed, he was with his disciples with what we call the Last Supper. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19, we read, "And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Here's a question for us. What is the greatest revelation of faith, and how is it to be exercised? Well, we find the answer in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 14, as it tells us, "These all died in faith, confessing that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But now, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Yes, friend, God wants to take us from grief to glory. He's here to deliver us from that dark night of the soul we call grief. And with that, I leave you with a prayer for you and me. Lord, help us to cut loose from the bondage of things. Let us not waste our gift of life on our own selfish pleasures and goals. Help us to bring all our appetites under your control. Help us to know that we are strangers to this world who are just passing through and not settlers. Deliver us from the bondage of the fear of death. Make us to finally understand that to die in Christ is gain. Help us to look forward with precious anticipation to our moment of ultimate healing. So be it, Lord. Amen.